السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الأخلاء يومئذ بعضهم لبعض عدو إلا المتقين، صدق الله العظيم. نوزوه يا لاست نايت يهدز بس of the Quran Sharif in which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that on the Day of Judgment, the friends, some of them will be enemies of the other. They'll be foes and enemies, except those who had taqwa in them, those who were muttaqeen. They will remain friends even on the Day of Qiyamah until they will go into Jannat, because that friendship which was for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, it will make the person get the shade of the arsh of Allah Ta'ala on that day, when there will be no other shade except the shade of the throne of Allah Ta'ala. On that day when it's going to be very, very severe, people will be busy with their hisab kitab. So this friendship which was for the sake of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, between those who had taqwa, those who had piety, and that is what Ramadan Sharif is all about. So then that friendship will remain. They will still remain friends. But those others whose friendships were based on other material motives, or the kuffar, the mushrikeen, the yahood, the nasara, the disbelievers, their friendships will all end. They will become enemies. They will curse each other. This person will say that you are the one that made me go astray. That one will say, you made me go astray. In fact, last night again you heard, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا رَبَّنَا أَرِينَ الَّذَيْنِ أَضَلَّانَا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ نَجْعَلْهُمَا تَحْتَ أَقْدَامِنَا لِيَكُونَا مِنَ الْأَسْفَلِينَ. So on that day they will even ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, show us those people that misled us, misguided us from the jinn kind and mankind, so that we may crush them under our feet. Look at the hatred that will be built up for those friends. They will say, we want to crush them under our feet, so that they can be the vilest amongst us, lowest amongst us, humiliated, disgraced. They want the friends to be disgraced, humiliated, and crush them under their feet. Why? Because those friends led them to the fire of Jahannam, and they obeyed them, they followed them, they listened to them. In this worldly life, this is what they did. So from there, there's a great lesson for the believers also. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has also mentioned, Al-mar'u ala deen khalilihi falyanzur ahadukum man yukhali law kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam. The person is on the deen of his friend, on the way of life of his friend. So the person must be very, very careful whose friendship or who he is befriending, who he is making his bosom pal, who he is making his intimate friend. Where is this friend going to take him to? My mind suddenly is just switching over to the drug book, that book on kicking the habit. Read inside there. Everybody is complaining, but where is it all starting? It's all starting from a friend. Some people are caught suddenly, but like that, generally it's the friends. If you ask a person, they say, my friend, my friend, my friend. Then who is your friend? If that friend is giving you drugs, he is giving you drink, he is taking you to the prostitute quarters, he is taking you to the cinemas and rave clubs, then he cannot be a friend. Because who is a friend? A friend is one who is concerned about your welfare, is concerned about your respect, is concerned about your dignity, is concerned about your wealth, is concerned about your health, is concerned about your family, is concerned about your life in this world, is concerned about your life in the qabr, and is concerned about your life in the hereafter. Then that is a friend. Otherwise he's not a friend. How can that person be a friend who wants to see you down the gutters? How can that person be a friend? That person cannot be a friend, because he is quite happy and satisfied to see you ruin your wealth, ruin your health, then he cannot be a friend. The friend is the one who is concerned that this person must not suffer any kind of disgrace or humiliation or any kind of hurt or injury or pain. He must not ruin his health, wealth. He must not ruin his life in this world and in the hereafter. Then that person is a friend. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that these people will then become enemies. They will hate, they will curse, and they will swear, and they will do everything. But it will be too late then. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given all of us intelligence. He has given us some kind of understanding that we should choose a friend very, very carefully. Many brothers, they say that we are going into the rave clubs, or we are going to the discos, or we are going to the cinemas, or we are just going to those other haram places to go and bring out those people from those evil dens onto the right track. Many of them, they go with that good intention. Individually they go, and they go and try to bring that friend onto the right track, but they go to the wrong places. So there is nothing wrong if that person has got that kind of strong iman that he will not be influenced one bit by what is happening around him there. But generally our iman is so weak that this person who is going alone, then he gets carried away. When he sees what is happening around him and the outward enjoyment and pleasure that they are getting, those people who are singing and dancing and having all kinds of women to sleep with, so this person whose own iman is weak, he goes there and he gets carried away. Like the poet says beautifully, Raat phirwa is balano shoku sam jane gaye. Raat phirwa is balano shoku sam jane gaye. Mekade se nikle to mushkil se pehchane gaye. Main kade se nikle to mushkil se pehchane gaye. Says last night again that one wise sahab that who got suddenly the great interest of going and bringing people out from the bars. He said that these people are drinking, so therefore I must go and bring them out. I must go into the bar and bring them out. So he went into the bar to go and bring those people out who were drinking there. But when he went inside there, then he got so carried away that when he emerged from that bar, then he could not be recognized. He himself was so drunk that he could not be recognized. So it's all very good to say that we are going right in there to bring them out, but first make our iman that solid. And we all know what is the state of our iman. If not, then use other ways of getting those people out from those dens. If not, then I have heard, and not only heard, I have dealt with many, many cases of people who went and then they never came back. They also got carried away. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is warning. So these friendships which we build up, it must be solely for the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Generally these days, friendships are for all other motives and purposes except for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. So those friendships don't last also. People want to know why friendships are not lasting, why friendships are not lasting, because it's motivated. Most of those friendships are nothing but for worldly purposes, for material gain. And it is across the board. Even peer sahabs these days, their friendship with their murids is for no other purpose except for their wealth. If that murid sahab is giving money, he is giving cash, he is assisting, he is helping, then that murid is a very good murid. But that murid can be very pious, very righteous, very God-fearing. But if he doesn't bring fulus, then he is rejected. Whereas what should be required is khulus, not fulus. The murids must come with khulus. And the peer sahab also must have khulus. Not that he's got his gaze on the pockets of the murids. If his gaze is on the pockets of the murids, then how is he going to get them connected with Allah Ta'ala? How is he going to build up their tawakkul and trust in Allah Ta'ala? If the peer sahab is taking a book and going for collection every day to those murids, then those murids will say, if the peer sahab is so much muhtaj of our donations and charities and collections, then what can he really be having tawakkul in Allah Ta'ala? I'm not saying it's haram, but what I'm trying to get across to you is that even at that level where that where that friendship should have been solely for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. No other reason at all. Even at that level, those friendships are for worldly purposes. Then how can that kind of friendship last? That's why there's enmity. Enmity and dislike and disrespect even at that level. And when it comes to the other levels, then we all know what it is. So let us change that. Otherwise we are not going to get anywhere. So every person needs a friend. In this world nobody can live alone. No man is an island on it. He can't just live alone. He has to live in society. We have to have some kind of friendship to talk to somebody. So this friendship must be for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. You must not have expectations from that friend. Everyone has got expectations. And this is what is causing great problems. There's a great expectation. In our school days, we did one book, Great Expectations. So everyone has got great expectations of the other. That this person must do this for me, do that for me, do that for me. If I ask him a loan, then he must never refuse. If I have to ask him for some assistance and help, then if he has to say that, I'm sorry, I cannot help you at this stage, then finish. That's the end of friendship. What kind of friendship is that? Everyone has got expectations. The mother-in-law has got great expectations from the wife, from the daughter-in-law. When my daughter-in-law will come, then I will have a maid in the house. I will have a slave in the house. And she is going to do this for me. And she is going to take over the cooking and baking. And she is going to take over the house making. She is going to take over everything. Now when the daughter-in-law came, she doesn't even have the knowledge of how to fry an egg. Because they took her from a university, they took her from a madrasa, they took her from somewhere where she hasn't even learnt as yet to cook. And when they took the proposal and went, at that time they made big, big stories. Don't worry, your daughter will be like my daughter. We will teach her how to cook and we will teach her this and teach her that. Now when she came in the house, they said, didn't you even learn how to cook? So there were great expectations. And the daughter-in-law also had great expectations. When I'm going to get married, then my mother-in-law, she is going to even comb my hair and take out the nits and lice from my hair. So she also had great expectations. She is going to cook for me. I will be like a queen in that house. I will be this, I will be that. So expectations from both sides. And then both things fail. Friends have that kind of expectations. So much so that fathers have got great expectations from their sons. That my son, I gave him education, he qualifies. When he's going to qualify, then he's going to get a very high position somewhere. He's going to earn big money. Then I'm going to retire, he is going to take care of me. Now on that basis, he gave that education. Now they grew up. And after that, that son says, thank you very much for the education. And now I am going my way. I'm leaving the country and I've got a job somewhere else. So now that expectations fail. So enmity, hatred, dislike. But the person who said that it's my duty as a father to give education to my children, to get them married, to get them settled, to put them on to the right track, that was my duty. I did it for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. He did it sincerely for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. And he gave the person the proper education, gave him khawf e khuda, muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. He gave him deen. So then that child will say, that's my father, that's my mother. They will take care of them. Everything will become balanced. So it all boils down again to the same thing, that friendships must be solely for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. With whomsoever it may be, it must be for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Don't cast our glances on the wealth of people, on the pockets of people, on the treasures of people. Because the moment we are going to do that, we are going to suffer. Rizq is muqaddar. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has got rizq for every person muqaddar. It is destined. We will have to make a little bit of effort in the marketplace, or Allah ta'ala will provide from other sources, but it will come. But we should not put our gazes on that. So this friendship, it must be very, very carefully chosen, with whom we are befriending. Because if that friend is a good friend, it's going to have an effect on our hearts. It must have an effect. If a person sits by the fire, he will feel the heat. If he sits in an air-conditioned room, he will feel the coolness. So that friend who is all the time on drugs and on drink and on vices, it's a good thing to go and bring him out. But if his influence is stronger and he is going to pull us, then we must tell that person that either you come this way or thank you very much for your friendship, you go your way, I go my way. But to say that he's my friend, so what can I do now? I have to go with him here, I have to go with him there. So then one day he will say, have a one tablet, just try one and see where you go. Into the seventh heaven it is going to take you, cloud nine, try one. Now that person tried one and is gone after that. Then he gets hooked on it. And what's going to happen? He's going to sell his, or he's going to lose his health, he's going to lose his wealth, he's going to lose his respect. Somebody after that, where he goes to put proposal, and that person will say, no, don't give your daughter to this person because they're druggy. So what did you get in the process? And I always say that the person who is intelligent, he spends money for the sake of good health. The person goes, buys some medication, or he buys good food, or buys health, he buys fruits and he buys other healthy food so that he gets health. The person is jogging, running, skipping and doing everything for what? For health. So he spends so much of money so that he may get good health, the intelligent person. And the stupid person, the foolish person, the mad person, what does he do? He goes and buys a few drugs, pops it into his mouth, and after a little while, he's gone into a high, and then when it goes down again, then he takes another one. So he's buying or spending money for ill health. That drug which went into his system, what did it do? So he's spending money for ill health. So what kind of intelligence is that? If somebody says that I have come to the supermarket, do you have any item here that can give me ill health? I want to purchase. Then that supermarket manager will say that there is one asylum nearby. First go and get your head examined there. But yet the person is doing the same thing. People are going to the courts and they are suing people. Why? They say defamation, defamation. So for defamation, the person takes the person to court. For respect, he wants respect. And here the person is spending his money for drugs and for other things. And what does he get in return? Disrespect. And he cannot even sue that person. So let us use our intelligence and let us choose our friends carefully. Therefore there's so much of emphasis, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Fear Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and join the truthful ones, the rightful ones, the righteous ones, join them. When you're going to join the righteous, the pious, then it is going to rub onto us. And there is no shortage of pious people in the world. Allah ta'ala won't have ordered us, but we have to search for them. But to find a sincere friend these days, it is very, very difficult, sincere friend. And sincere friendship is tested. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with those friends who will become a means of us going to the masajid, means of us helping the poor, the needy, the destitute, means of us making the tilawat of the Quran Sharif, making zikrullah, getting connected with Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, doing those things which are good and pleasing to Allah Ta'ala. And may Allah Ta'ala distance us and save us from the company of such friends who take us to the cinemas, theatres, discos, rave clubs, adultery, fornication, films, movies. Because those friends are, they will separate from us. Then we will curse them, they will curse us. And even in this world, the person is seeing what is the end result of those friendships. May Allah Ta'ala save us. So in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, let us become of the Muttaqeen. So that our friendship may last until the day of Qiyamah. And on the day of Qiyamah also give us the shade of the throne of Allah Ta'ala and be the means of our entry into Jannat. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa na'uzu bika min sharri masta'aza minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa anta al-musta'an wa alayka al-balagh وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. We don't tasbih of La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله لا إله إلا 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 الله محمد رسول الله لا إله إلا 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 الله محمد رسول الله
La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah jalla jalaluhu. Allah 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 Allah, 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 Allah. कोई मुझसे पूछे मैं क्या मांगता हूँ, मैं अपने खुदा से खुदा मांगता हूँ। कोई मुझसे पूछे मैं क्या मांगता हूँ, मैं अपने खुदा से खुदा मांगता हूँ। वो हो जाए मेरा, मैं हो जाऊँ उसका, यही रात दिन में दुआ मांगता हूँ। वो हो जाए मेरा, मैं हो जाऊँ उसका, यही रात दिन में दुआ मांगता हूँ। कोई मुझसे पूछे मैं क्या मांगता हूँ, मैं अपने खुदा से खुदा मांगता हूँ। मैं अपने खुदा से खुदा मांगता हूँ। वो हो जाए मेरा, मैं हो जाऊँ उसका, यही रात दिन में दुआ मांगता हूँ। यही रात दिन में दुआ मांगता हूँ। اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما او مائی بلوڈ اللہ او مائی رحیم اللہ او مائی کریم اللہ Oh, my most forgiving Allah, most loving, caring, compassionate, kind Allah, most generous Allah, most tolerant Allah. Oh, my beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Oh Allah, we are about to enter the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Ya Allah, the Mubarak nights are coming, the Mubarak days are coming. Ya Allah, in this Mubarak day of Ramadan, this part of the morning, after taking your Mubarak name and reading Durood Sharif upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are extending our begging bowls. Where Allah, you are seeing us, you are listening to us, you are aware of the thoughts that are crossing our minds, of nadamat and shame of our sins. Ya Allah, you are aware of everything that we have done. You have seen everything. You know everything. Ya Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you with repentance. Ya Allah, you want us to turn towards you and you want to forgive. Therefore, you have given us the Mubarak month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, you yourself have declared in the Quran Sharif, Ud'uni astajib lakum. Therefore we are begging of you, my Allah. You have attached these begging bowls to our bodies so that we may extend them before you any part of the day or night. O Allah, it's an honor for us to beg of you. We are not begging of human beings. Human beings become annoyed and displeased if we have to beg of them. Ya Allah, all treasures lie with you. Your treasures are unlimited, O my beloved Allah. We are seeking from your unlimited treasures. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins, our minor sins. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of night. Ya Allah, you who have blessed mankind with sight, how can you be blind? We were fooling ourselves if we thought nobody was watching us in the darkness of the nights. Mere pyare Allah, hum gunegar hai, hum siyakar hai, hum badkar hai, hum mujrim hai, hum gande hai, hum nalaye, hum namak haram hai. Mere Allah, hum sab kuch hai, bande to tere hai, tere hum gande jaye kahan. Where do we go, my Allah? There is no other door for us that we can tap. There is no other home for us that we can beg. Ya Allah, we are seeking from you. Bless us with long life, our children with long life, our grandchildren with long life, our parents and the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with long life, with good health, spiritual health and physical health. Ya Allah, bless us with spiritual health and physical health. Oh my beloved Allah, clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance, of envy, of jealousy. Fill our hearts with your muhabbat and the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, so much of muhabbat that our hearts overfill with your muhabbat and the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless us with your marifat. Bless us with yaqeen in you. Bless us with trust in you. Ya Allah, bless us with a life of zuhud, of qanaat, of satisfaction, of contentment. Ya Allah, bless us with a life of purity, a life of happiness, a life of joy. Ya Allah, bless us with a life in which we do actions which are pleasing to you. And Ya Allah, distance us from those things that are displeasing to you. نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ. نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ. اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر. اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر. چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan have ganged up against us. They want to see us destroyed. They want to see us dragged down the gutters of shame and humiliation and disgrace and embarrassment in this world, in the qabr and the akhirah. Ya Allah, you have declared them our enemies in the Quran Sharif. And those whom you have declared our enemies, we have made our friends. Ya Allah, nafs o shaitan ko humne to dost bana rakha hai. Mere Allah, this part of the morning, this Mubarak day, Ya Allah, we are begging, we are pleading to you. Change the condition of our hearts. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Ya Allah, those who are in financial difficulties, remove the financial difficulties. Those who are sick and ailing, whether they are in hospitals or homes, whether they are going under operations or they have already gone under operations. Oh Allah, so many people have requested for du'as. Oh my beloved Allah, who is not sick and ailing today? Ya Allah, bless each and everybody with cure from all ailments, sicknesses and diseases. Ya Allah, we know that sometimes sickness can be a rahmat and a mercy and a blessing. But we are extremely weak servants of yours. O my Allah, change the rahmat of sickness to the rahmat of good health. Ya Allah, those who are in financial difficulties, remove the difficulties. Those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who are weak, give them strength. Ya Allah, hame izzat wali zindagi de. Zillat aur ruswai se hifazat farma.
remove the difficulties, the hardships, the problems of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, protect our iman, protect our Islam, protect our deen. Ya Allah, protect our wealth, our property, our children. Protect every bounty that you have blessed us with. Don't snatch away and seize those bounties because of our disobedience and sins. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of this world and the best of Akhirah. Bless us with the best of this world and the best of Akhirah. Don't deprive us of the goodness of this world and the goodness of Akhirah. Ya Allah, Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made du'as for us. How much he cried for us. How much he begged for us. All the goodness that he asked for us, bless us with that goodness. Bless our parents with that goodness. Our wives and children with that goodness. Our brothers and sisters with that goodness. And the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas, and especially that of the Dajjal, that he asked for protection, Ya Allah, protect us and protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, the days that are gone, are gone. So many of them, O my beloved Allah, who were with us last year in Ramadan, are not here to see this Ramadan. We too don't know whether we will even see the next day of Ramadan. Ya Allah, we don't even know whether we will see the next second of Ramadan. Ya Allah, the life that is gone is gone. The life that remains, Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to do that which is pleasing to you. Hum sabko apna bana le aur hamara ban ja. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala an-nabi. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد بارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.